reminded the believers that they were living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, and that they should shine as lights in the world. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliott, helping you to run the race of life each day with an eternal view. Here's Elizabeth.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking today on some stories about grace. I get so many wonderful letters from you listeners, and some of them are just too good to keep to myself. And it's certainly my purpose to encourage and cheer and give hope to all of you who feel as though today you can use a little encouragement and cheer and hope. As Christians, the Lord wants to give us joy, doesn't He? He wants to give us strength. Sometimes the message of the cross is a hard one. I shouldn't just say sometimes. It's always hard on us humans, isn't it? Because it's not natural. It cuts across our nature. And as you know, I talk quite a bit about things like that. But it is the gospel. It's a very integral and necessary part of the gospel. All this week, we've been talking about growing in grace, and here's some testimonies from people who have grown in grace. There is no situation whatsoever in which you may find yourself which is not specifically constructed by God for your blessing and growth in grace. Do you believe that? I do. Every situation in which we find ourselves is specifically constructed by God for our blessing. It doesn't always mean that God caused it in the sense of being the second cause. God is always sovereign over all those second causes. And we suffer, and we are the victims of other people's sin, and we ourselves sin. And yet out of those dark valleys and deep troubles, God wants to bless us. And He wants to bring about our growth in grace, which is not possible unless we respond to Him in faith. So here are two letters from those who have proved the effectiveness of grace. One is married to an alcoholic husband, and one of them is single. So listen to these cheerful testimonies of grace. I've never written to you till now, but I feel compelled by the Holy Spirit to share some of my experiences with you in the hopes that some radio listeners might be helped in the Lord. This year is my 20th year in Christ, and soon to be my 26th wedding anniversary with the same man, but yet a new man. Over 20 years of my marriage were very unhappy. I searched for Christ in all the wrong places, and sadly enough, I was a lost, although baptized, church member, and was well on my way to becoming a prostitute when the Lord saved me in 1971. The Lord transformed my life by His marvelous grace and has been with me over 20 years of being with an adulterous and alcoholic husband. I imagine I've cried a river of tears over the years, but God's grace has been sufficient to carry me through. And the verse that sustained me was in Psalms that says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." All. And that is the miracle that God has performed in my marriage within the past few years. My circumstances have changed, and even though my husband is still an alcoholic, he is a very wonderful and caring and sensitive man. It had been years since he had gone to church with me, and for years I had nagged him. But God was patient and kind with me and forgave me, and I have found that a soft answer does turn away wrath. So on the day before Mother's Day this year, I told my husband that for Mother's Day, I'd like for him to come to church with me more than anything else. And he looked at me in surprise, and I said, "Well, I can dream, can't I?" And you guessed it, he went. Here recently, we had gotten into it on a Saturday, and he stormed out saying, "I'm not going to church with you tomorrow." And I wanted to snap back and say, "You weren't going for the right reason anyway, or you would go." But God grabbed my heart and tongue and said, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay." So I kept my mouth shut and was sweet to him when he returned. And there's no way I could respond in this manner without the supernatural power of Christ in my life. And God blessed my obedience because my husband did go to church with me. And he's promised to go with me again this Sunday. I know in my heart that he is very close to a recommitment of his life to Christ, or maybe a true born-again experience. God knows. I've recently read The Spirit-Controlled Women by Beverly LaHaye, and I have recently given my all to Christ. Please encourage your listeners that one can serve Christ under any circumstances. For my husband was an alcoholic, adulterous, and a verbally abusive husband for over 20 years, and only being an alcoholic applies to him now. I don't put him down, though, because he is a good father to our two sons and a great husband, and I love him with all my heart. And this letter from a single woman. I thank the Lord for Gateway to Joy, which I hear on, she tells me, the station. I am a regular daily listener, and your program is a great encouragement to me. I'm a single woman, 32 years old. Have never been married as yet, but this area of singleness has been committed to the Lord, and I know if it is His will, He will provide that special mate for me in His right time. In the meantime, He is my faithful companion, and I know He will take care of me and direct me as He knows best. I was very blessed by your program on singleness, and it helped me understand my single state much better. Since that program aired, I don't question my single status. I know God is in control. I ordered your book, A Path Through Suffering, to give me some insight on suffering and how the Lord uses it in our lives. I've suffered much over the years, but God has been great and has truly blessed me in so many ways that I often become tearful when I think of how He has blessed. But with those blessings has come much pain and spiritual growth. I come from a broken family. My dad was an alcoholic. My life has seen immorality. I was abused from age 8 to 19, mostly emotionally rather than sexually, although that existed as well. And she goes on talking about how she's known what depression is and even suicidal depression, and yet my Lord is far greater and loves me more than anyone in this life ever can. I had to change my view of God. Once I was able to see that, then the Lord healed my broken spirit and life, and is making something beautiful. Elizabeth, if at any time you can use this letter to help or encourage someone else, I hope you will. It is amazing what God can do if we but let Him work. Thank you for your testimony and witness for Jesus Christ daily on the program. I appreciate the insights God gives, and it is great encouragement to me. I want to thank you for your faithful staff who work behind the scenes to make the program possible. Great is their reward in heaven. Thank you so much, Kathy Rose from Florida. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, we read, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you, will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape so that you may be able to bear it." Are you being tempted today? Do you feel as though Satan is harassing you? How? Do you think that this particular thing takes God by surprise? Well, I'm here to say to you today, nothing takes God by surprise. He not only knew about it before the foundation of the world, but He was preparing you for this thing as well. Can you believe that His overarching and undergirding and surrounding love is always operating to make provision for you so that when the time comes, God will be there, the grace will be there? Do you know that lovely little hymn by Annie Johnson Flint? "He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater, He sendeth more strength when the trials increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love hath no limit. His grace hath no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. But out of his infinite goodness in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Whatever your situation may be today, I believe it can be a gateway to joy. When I scratched my head for a long time trying to think of a title for this program, trying to distill in as few words as possible what it is that I'm trying to say every day, it's just this. Every experience, if offered to Jesus, can be your gateway to joy. You've heard the experience of a woman married to an alcoholic husband, and of a woman married to no husband at all, a single woman. They have offered these experiences, which they would not have chosen, to God, and they have found, as their letters testify, that it has become a gateway to joy.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.